Congressman, let's talk about a couple of things in regards to Ms. Stabenow's bill. She has the ARC proposal in there once again, but also she's saved enough money off of it to at least put a little bit of a target price program in.
It looks like in a couple of particular groups like peanuts and rice, she's attempting to do that. And I think that represents a great step forward. It lays the groundwork for compromise. But ultimately, Ron, we have to address all the commodity groups. And when it comes to giving people an option in addition to ARC, the shallow loss revenue stuff, all commodity groups need to be able to participate, and I think we'll work that out. But the Senate's not quite to a perfected document yet, and I'm going to work and help them.
And obviously the big difference as far as dollars, the difference between your nutrition proposal and where Ms. Stabenow is right now.
And even at that, and they're in the $5 billion range, and we're in the $20 billion range, we agree on a committee-to-committee basis about what various reforms achieve, what the savings are, or if you want to say what a dollar amount is, what reforms are required to achieve that. We agree on that. It's just putting the pieces together. I would not be surprised, Ron, if in the final discussions in the conference committee, if that nutrition number is decided with the involvement of the majority leader of the Senate, the Speaker of the House, and the President of the United States, because whatever the consensus number is, we've got to have the support to move it as a part of the overall bill. But I promise you, in the House, the fundamental reforms will be passed out of committee and may even be strengthened on the floor of the House.
Now, on the conference, are you still in line to be the chair of the conference this year?
Under the rules and customs of the House and the chamber, the chairmanship of big conference bills moves back and forth between the two chambers from bill to bill. The last farm bill, the presiding chairman was Senator Harkin at the time, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, so it's the House's turn. So, yes, I will be chairman of the conference committee for the 2013 Farm Bill.
Does that make a difference?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have studied carefully a number of what some of my colleagues call old political bulls in the congressional process. Yes, I've paid very good attention. We're going to have that bill that all commodity groups and all regions can be a part of. We're going to have it.
Now, you very enthusiastic today. You seem to be very, very upbeat about our prospects for this measure.
Well, the way the bill has come together in committee this time, we did 100 amendments last July. We were in committee for 15 hours. I don't see that many amendments. Oh, there'll be 30 or 40 or maybe 50. I think we can get the bill done in an orderly time, maybe 6 or 8 hours as opposed to 15 hours. I'm very optimistic about that. But also, Ron, having increased the savings numbers, reform numbers, not just in the commodity title but in the nutrition title, in order to make the bill more palatable on the floor of the United States House, I've been surprised by how well my Democrat members of the committee have responded to that. And then do not underestimate the importance of having leadership say, both to me personally and in their public statements to the Republican conference, that we'll have floor time in June. I could never get that done last time. We'll have floor time. I've got to get across the floor. Debbie's demonstrated she could pass the bill across the Senate floor last year, and on the conference we go. Now, conference, will conference be one day or will it be 6 months? I can't answer that, but I would tell you, having worked with Debbie in the supercommittee process almost a couple years ago now, and at that point having achieved a consensus on what was then a $23 billion package, I think we can get there. She's a hard worker. Matter of fact, I've told several people back east, if anybody can get a bill out of the Senate committee across the floor and work out the differences in conference with me, it's Debbie. If she tried hard enough, she might make the sun come up in the west in the morning.